You heard on Dear Meathead talking about a sponsor for that entire segment. So we will frequently, from now on going forward, and no doubt forever and ever and ever and ever, we'll be able to say, Dear Meathead, brought to you by Signature Investigations Group. One of our terrific account executives, Shannon, teamed up with Mike Cook, who is the owner and the number one private investigator from Signature Investigations, to get you to sign on. Mike Cook, we welcome you to the show, buddy.
Thank you guys very much. Nice meeting you, Eric.
How did she approach you about sponsoring Dear Meathead?
Well, I've known Shannon, I've known Shannon for a number of years, and when she got back into radio sales, it was something I said, as soon as you get in, you got to call me. We've got to make out something work with Eric.
Are you liking that pen that you're clicking? Because the whole audience is hearing it right now.
Do they like that, do they?
You're a nervous fellow, aren't you?
Nope.
Are you nervous about being on the radio?
No.
You do well. Okay.
Of course I do.
Have you done this before?
Yes.
Yep. In what capacity?
I can't tell you that.
Come on. Did you do a radio show?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's all I needed to know. If you've been around a microphone, that's all. I actually knew that. I just wanted you to talk about it.
Oh, yeah. Great. Thanks.
So, being that you're sponsoring Dear Meathead now, and this entire segment is brought to you by, a lot of people probably have questions for you. And I think that's where I need to start, because I'm really interested in your line of work. Mm-hmm. What happens when people call you?
Well, the first thing they do is they always want to know, how does it work? What are the questions they need to ask? And for us, we always ask for like a 30-second example. You know, what's the situation? You know, give us a breakdown so that we can come up with ideas and solutions for them. Because we do multiple things. It's not just one thing. Everyone, you know, when I go out to parties and stuff and people say, what do you do for a living? I tell them I'm a firefighter. It's a lot easier. I put out fires. But for the most part, you know, what we do is we want to secure evidence for people for their legal issues or personal issues or corporate issues. So that's our main goal. So we try to get an idea. What's their goal?
How long have you been doing this?
Been doing this for 10 years, 7 years on my own, and 5 years with my agency license.
Okay, take us back to the first time you opened up Signature Investigations, and you're sitting there looking at the phone waiting for it to ring, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then things started to happen over time. As these cases and the things that you're taking pile up, how exciting is that? All of a sudden, you're on your own, legit.
Yeah, no, it's good. We had a good demographic going in for attorneys and stuff. We had a lot of referrals. Too bad for us. We had a decent amount of people that knew who I was, so it worked out for falling right into our lap. And we had some investigators that were retiring, so they handed over some work and introduced us to people. So we've been brought up, you know, the right way. It wasn't overnight, I'm not going to lie to you, but we've been reinvesting back in the company and reinvesting back in the community.
This is Mike Cook from Signature Investigations Group. It's a Grand Rapids-based company that specializes in, tell everybody what it is you specialize in so that if they're listening, they say, I need that guy's help.
Absolutely. The two biggest ones we do are child custody work. We do a lot of work where the parent may have, one parent may have restrictions. Maybe there's a court order they can't consume alcohol. So they might call us to say, hey, I know my ex-husband, ex-wife, whatever, she goes out to the bars on Thursday night and she leaves the kids at home. Or my ex-husband picks up the kids at 6, but I know after he gets out of work, he has a drink before he picks up the kids. That's a huge part of our work. A lot of it's that, or, you know, seeing what they're doing with the kids. Are they taking them out and doing things?
So you're out there and you get eyes on whoever this person, this fictional person may be in this scenario, and you're going to get proof that they're doing something they're not supposed to be doing.
Well, maybe. Or are they doing something they should be?
Right.
You know, I mean, I can't make, this isn't TV. You
know, right.
I can't get them drinking if they're not drinking. But yes, we secure the evidence that we observe, and it just depends on each case. You know, some cases you'll be, you know, the person will say, they'll lay it out. They'll know exactly what the person's going to do, and other times they don't know.
Yeah.
They don't know.
What's the craziest thing you've ever caught someone doing?
And
or, like,
you know,
vague details.
And with that question at mind, he can't answer everything, obviously.
Yeah.
What can you answer for us? Well, that makes this easier.
Yeah, that's a question, obviously. That's the question that's the second question we get asked the most. But the craziest thing,
was someone having a prostitution ring or something?
Someone named Julius.
We have worked in some human trafficking cases, which I really wouldn't want to discuss that.
It's
movie quality right there. That I can put in a book. But You know, we've done some human trafficking work. Some of the other things that we've, you know, obviously we've done infidelity work, but that's not our big gig. We do, you know, some of it, but generally now it's a little bit higher end stuff that we do with the infidelity.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But we did see, we did catch someone one time in an infidelity, a rather high end client who was was seeing some. She was well off, and she was dating a very young guy. I believe he was 20 or 21.
Mm.
And it was kind of funny where she was going because she stuck out like a sore thumb.
Yeah.
And
was she like 80?
She was 50. She was 50. And yeah, the husband, he couldn't believe it. He's like, I know she's doing it, but I can't believe it. And I'm like, well.
Well, so then you have to break the news. That's tough.
Oh, that's the fun part. Yeah.
Yeah, I imagine that's tough. Have you ever like been in a situation where somebody, let's say a lady thought that the husband or the significant other was cheating, and then you track him down and you find out that he's really like great, so that he's not, so that you report back, well, actually, yeah, we saw him writing love notes to you, and yeah, he was reading a book at a park. He's not with anybody. This guy's a great husband.
Well, that's a good question. We actually had a gal. We were watching her fiance. Well, wasn't her fiance at that point. It was a boyfriend. They'd been together 6 years, and he was just out of college, and he took a part-time job. She didn't know this, delivering pizza, and we were doing surveillance on him at one point, and he wasn't working that time. We told her, well, he's not going out like you think he is. And we had, he was driving her car. So we had placed a GPS tracker on her car. And I get the report back, and I'm looking, and this kid's going all over. I mean, all over. And I'm like, something just doesn't make sense here. And before we really had a chance to do any surveillance, she confronted him about cheating on her. And he wasn't cheating on her. He was working as a pizza delivery man, saving up money to buy a ring.
Oh, wow.
So he had a nice deposit for his next apartment because he left her right away. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it sealed the deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there had to be something else going on there.
Unless he was doing like pizza delivery boy plot line.
My gosh. Yeah, so I'm super interested in your line of work, Mike. This is Mike Cook from Signature Investigations Group. He's a private investigator, and he's decided to sponsor Dear Meathead. And so that is really, really cool. Each week when we have my dad on, it's brought to you by Signature Investigations Group. Is there anything else you want to tell anybody about you so that if they're hearing this, I can promise you there are people hearing it that are thinking, maybe this is something that can work for me.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, a lot of people don't even think of using us. They don't think of using us in their needs. But like I said, we do a lot of corporate work, a lot of non-disclosure, non-compete work, intellectual property, trademark work, or competitive intelligence. The child custody for the domestics is huge for us. That's 40% of our work is child custody work.
And, yeah.
And that's something that we take a lot of pride in. You know, we support a lot of attorneys, do legal work for them, and witness interviews. I think I've told you when you came into our office one time, we also own our own GPS platform. So we sell GPS trackers to investigators all over the United States. I am known for the GPS side of things. We do a lot of GPS tracking, tons of it.
Okay, so, and then that basically involves finding out what car is where and putting the thing on the car?
Yes.
That's exactly how it goes.
Yep, absolutely.
Very interesting.
Ever thought about writing a book, rather?
Yeah, at some point. I'll have to obviously change some details.
Yeah.
The one thing is, we're obviously very confidential. I can't, I mean, the stuff that I would tell you, I wouldn't be able to you know, mention names.
Of course. We wouldn't want to put you in jeopardy either.
Right.
And you wouldn't want to do that for yourself. I mean, my God. Well, this is exciting, Mike. We'd like to have you back, in fact, for Ask a Private Investigator at some point. I don't know if that's in the cards.
Yeah, anytime.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Well, that is Mike Cook from Signature Investigations. He sponsors Dear Meathead. Mike, thank you for the time, buddy.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. We'll be back.